Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonants CH and SH distinctly and correctly. Learning to hear and pronounce the difference between CH as in choose and SH as in shoes is a very important step in making your pronunciation clear and accurate like a native speaker's. Depending on what your first language is, you may find it difficult to pronounce and distinguish between these two sounds. More specifically, if your first language is Spanish, French, Portuguese, German, Korean, Chinese, or Japanese, you may be confusing these two sounds. But it's important for everybody, no matter what their first language is, to learn the distinction between CH and SH. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to hear and say the difference between CH and SH like a native speaker. We're also going to practice the difference between these two sounds in a special training exercise. Please listen and repeat the following words. Chip. Ship. The pronunciations of these words are not the same. The first word, chip, C-H-I-P, begins with the consonant CH. And the second word, ship, S-H-I-P, begins with the consonant SH. So let's review how to correctly pronounce these sounds. Let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce the sound CH, as in choose, C-H-O-O-S-E, and chip, C-H-I-P. In order to pronounce CH, you want to press the tip and the blade of your tongue against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Press your tongue tip firmly. The sides of the tongue should be touching the side teeth. Stop the airflow completely until the pressure builds up and then release your tongue tip. Your lips should be protruded slightly, somewhat forward, outward. Please listen and repeat. Ch. Ch. Now let's review how to pronounce sh. Sh, as in ship, S-H-I-P, and shoes, S-H-O-E-S. In order to pronounce sh, you want to point the tip of your tongue toward the gum ridge. Point, but do not touch the gum ridge. The sides of your tongue should gently be touching your back teeth. Create a hole for the air to flow through. Exhale and feel the air flow over the center of your tongue. Your lips can be slightly protruded, forward, and turned out. Please listen and repeat. Sh. Sh. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. Sh is a continuant consonant because the air flows continuously over the center of our tongue. The main difference between the consonants CH and SH is that for CH, we stop the airflow completely using our tongue tip. Our tongue tip presses up against the gum ridge, stopping the airflow for a split second. For sh, on the other hand, the air flows continuously over the tongue tip. When pronouncing ch, make sure that the tongue tip is firmly pressed on the ridge. A common mistake I hear my students make is not pressing their tongue tip hard enough. This allows air to escape, creating a hybrid sound, which is somewhere between ch and sh. Another common mistake you want to avoid is pronouncing ch like t. This occurs when your tongue tip is too far forward. For the American ch, our tongue tip is further back on the ridge, creating a warmer, deeper sound, ch, but not t. Now that we've learned how to pronounce ch and sh correctly, let's work on developing a clear distinction between these sounds. We're going to do a special training exercise for this objective. You're going to hear a pair of words. The words are exactly the same, except that the first word contains the consonant ch, and the second word contains the consonant sh. Listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the difference in tongue position and airflow. Chip. Ship. Chair. Share. Choose. Shoes. Catch. Cash. Which. Wish. Today's lesson focused on a specific but important aspect of English pronunciation. There are many other sounds and aspects of pronunciation which need to be mastered in order to speak clearly and correctly. Speaking English with an American accent is a gradual process, but with the right amount of training and practice, you can do it. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation and rhythm lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.